Lionheart Radio, the voice of Northumberland.
Well, it's just gone 1:30, and I believe now we're going to be joined on the line by Georgina Sherrington, who is the... Hello there, can you hear me?
I can, yes.
How are you doing?
Very good, thank you.
Very much. You seem to be... Are you outside by any chance?
I'm just coming inside, there we go.
Okay. Right, you're on tour with the Charterhouse Theatre Company, so how's the tour been going?
Very, very well. We've had 3 performances so far, and they've all gone brilliantly. So that's been a nice confidence boost at the beginning of the run.
So where have you played so far?
We've been to Walcott Hall in Shrewsbury and Claremont Gardens in Esher. And then I forget the name of the third one. It was close to Birmingham.
Right. So it's the production we're talking about is Beauty and the Beast. Now, there are many different versions of this because it's a very popular fairy tale. Many people will be familiar with the Disney version, which was nominated for an Oscar back in the 90s. What's different about this version and why should people see it?
Ours is very different from the Disney version. We are children in the 1940s. Performing a story of Beauty and the Beast, which means that it has a mix of everything. For the parents, there's the fun portrayal of the children, and for the children, there's both a lovely story about children playing, children just like them, and the story of Beauty and the Beast, which is probably closer to the original stories from books than it is the Disney version, but has a singing badger and a singing clock and a dancing dress thrown in there as well.
Based on what you're saying, it's kind of Beauty and the Beast meets Narnia, from what you're talking about.
It is a little Narnia-esque, actually. There's very much that idea that we transform, and that we flit in and out of being children and in and out of being in this magic world where everything talks.
Sounds fantastic. So, Charterhouse Theatre Company has a long tradition of staging performances outdoors. Is there anything particularly that that adds to this production by doing it al fresco, or was it just because that's the tradition of the company?
Our production in particular is set in a garden. We're children playing in a garden. So the set is painted green on the floor, and we have trellises with ivy, and that certainly adds to it. There's lots of talk of roses and flowers, and it's nice when you can find a rose bush somewhere else in the real garden to point to. So I think Beauty and the Beast particularly works outside, although from what I've been hearing, Pride and Prejudice, which traditionally is indoors, is working very well as well.
That's one of the other shows that's touring in the summer. Yeah. Is it very difficult as an actor to perform outside, because it must be completely unlike a studio or a theatre where you can rely on the acoustics for projection?
It is tricky. There's 5 of us in the cast, and we're all doing well. For me, it's a real challenge. It's my first outdoor performance as an actress,
right.
And it's completely different from the television work that I've mostly done. So it's great, great vocal training, and everything is just that little bit bigger and
more fun, I presume.
More fun, yeah.
Is the voice holding up okay?
The energy.
The voice holding up okay? You're having to take lots of lemon and humming.
Yeah, we've been collectively doing vocal warm ups as a cast, and so far all gone brilliantly. I think we're all lucky. We've all had some form of vocal training. Most of the other actors went to drama school. I've just taken voice lessons, and so we're all pretty well supported.
Yeah, we'll be coming on to your kind of training at Princeton in a minute or two. The website describes this show as a children for all ages, and of course, because of your involvement in the Weird Sister College series and The Worst Witch, you've got substantial experience in children's entertainment. Would you class this as a family show?
Absolutely, yeah. We have the majority of the jokes, I'd say, are for the children. I think that's definitely the focus. And the kids so far have been giggling and laughing and joining in at the interval. But there are a few jokes in there for the parents, and I'd say that it's certainly entertaining for adults.
What happens in the interval?
We do a fairy tale parade. So anyone that comes, adults and children, we'd love it if you came in costume. and we teach Scott, who plays the Beast, and I teach the children a song and a little bit of a dance, and then we have the adults act as archers as we parade.
Is there a prize
for them to show off their costumes? There's no, it's not a competition.
Oh,
it's more of a
shame.
Collective.
Okay, I was going to make an effort. We'll come back to the production itself towards the end when we can give a reminder of, you know, where it is and when it is and so forth. But since we've got you on the line, I'd just like to chat more about your career, because there's a couple of interesting things that you've got coming up, I understand. In between filming Weird Sister College and your more recent theatrical ventures, you went off to do a degree at Princeton.
I did.
Yeah, well, because it's not the most well, orthodox path, shall we say, towards getting an acting career.
It's not, no. I mean, who was it from Prison Break? There's a couple of actors who've who've done it, but no, it's not. Typically, for me, it was a way of melding the academic and the theatrical, because at Princeton you can take theatre classes, and the facilities are extraordinary.
I'm sure.
But I did really want that academic university degree education, and I love literature, and I love writing about plays as much as I love being in them.
So
it was a great way of mixing them.
So when you went for this part, did you go for the audition of Beauty and the Beast because of your interest in the fairy tale and the literature surrounding it?
I did, but Disney also is doing Much Do About Nothing and A Midsummer Night's Dream, and everything about the company actually appealed to me. They were friendly from the beginning, and I love Shakespeare. At Princeton, I was president of my Shakespeare company, or the university Shakespeare company, and I wrote my thesis on that. So that was the focus, and then children's and getting to do some children's entertainment where you can actually meet the children also hugely appealed. So I went to the audition, hopeful for any one of the three productions, really.
Because it strikes me that, I mean, obviously, I've been trying to kind of steer this interview away from just talking about The Worst Witch, because I'm sure you're kind of sick of doing interviews about it.
It happens a lot.
Yes. But because there is a kind of stereotype surrounding, in inverted commas, child actors who have a lot of success early on, and then most of them kind of fade away. But your career seems not to be taking this kind of path. You kind of started so great very early on, and you could be going on to greater things. I mean, I don't know, could we be talking to the next...
I hope I will be.
Could we be talking to the next Jodie Foster in a few years' time?
I hope so. And it has been going fairly well for me, actually, since I graduated, which has been lovely and nice and surprising, because I've moved location so much. I went from New York to Los Angeles and now back to England. Mm-hmm. So I'm very hopeful. But I did take a long break. And I mean, you look at Felicity Jones, who was Ethel, who is incredible. And she didn't take a break and has gone from strength to strength. I think she was just in Brideshead Revisited and is in Helen Mirren's Tempest. So it was definitely, for me, Princeton was time out from professional acting, but I think I needed that.
Yeah, absolutely. Can you just like to have a brief discussion about, because I've been looking at your biography on your website, tell us about The Waiting Room, this film you're going to be doing soon.
Do you know, I believe it's been retitled The Next Room, and I haven't had the chance to get back to London to update my website. It is screening at the National Gallery on Friday at 7 p.m. I'll be in Beauty and the Beast, so I won't see it.
So what's it about?
But it was a great experience. It's a London Film School short, mm-hmm. and it's a group of students who I've worked with twice now who amaze me. They're so professional, and they do what the crew of The Worst Witch used to do with just sort of 10 of them. They're really well organized, and it's probably the film I'm most pleased with, or the project that I'm most pleased with out of anything I've done at all, really. So I'm excited to see it, but I have yet to.
Okay. Do you know if that's going to get distributed in any way? Will it be available via the London Film School?
It will be available via the London Film School, certainly. Screening at the National Gallery, I believe, just on Friday. And then it will be entered into festivals, but I don't know where that will lead.
We shall keep an eye out for that. We should just give people a reminder of the production of Beauty and the Beast, which is taking place at Annet Castle. So this is your chance to sell it. When's it happening, and how much is it, and how do you get tickets?
Well, at Annet Castle, we're Friday 23rd of July for Beauty and the Beast. And then if you miss that, which you absolutely shouldn't, because it's wonderful and fun, and I'll be there. there's Pride and Prejudice at Albert Castle again on the 5th of September.
Right.
Tickets can be bought at the door or on the website, and I believe it's £14 for adults and £7 for children.
And what time does it start?
7 p.m. is our performance on the 23rd, I think.
Right. It's been really great to chat to you, Georgina. I presume you're in preparation for the next part of the show, so perhaps...
We have a show tomorrow.
Okay.
We're off to Enfield tomorrow.
Okay. Well, I best let you rest your voice and get back to the wonderful business of touring.
Thank you so much. It was lovely to talk to you.
Thank you very much for coming on the programme. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
The wonderful Georgina Sherrington, star of Beauty and the Beast.
Thanks for tuning in to the district's newest radio station, Lionheart Radio.